Month of September is the Hunger Action Month, and we have with us Susan Bartosch from Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. Hello, Susan.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good, and this is a month for people to wear orange, right?
Absolutely. Actually, we have the whole month, and this is a national thing dedicated to hunger awareness. But we also have a special day, which we literally just had over on Tuesday. Hunger Action Day was this past Tuesday, and here at Second Harvest, we, with our staff, we had kind of like a potluck and what we call Hunger Games, which was a lot of fun, and team building and things like that. But there's groups and people all over the place that are doing things, wearing orange, turning their buildings orange for a day or two or what have you, or just trying to be aware of what's going on.
You mentioned team building, and that's sort of the same thing, too. Offices, maybe collecting things, or you have like the brown bag it kind of day, that thing,
yes,
too, as well.
Yes, absolutely. Lots of different ideas, or even becoming more aware of what's going on out there in terms of what in your local area, nationally, certainly, of course, then all over the world, because there's just everybody, there's a lot of groups that are working to try to kind of move food around and get it to people that might need a little help.
All right, not only locally but nationally. You mentioned that, and I saw on your Facebook page that your CEO Julie Chase Moorfield was featured as part of an article in the New York Times as well. So they're reaching everywhere to find out
the
impact of hunger, especially through that year. What kind of statistics, or where can you tell us where we are now? I know you do the monthly distributions and things like that.
Right.
What has been going on lately?
Yeah. Well, we cover Lorain, Erie, Huron, and Crawford counties. And so last year, our fiscal year just ended at the end of June, we distributed nearly 13 million pounds of food. And going into this year, the pace is still pretty heavy. But our food pantries last year saw a 32% increase in household visits. Actually, we distributed just over 13% more food than we did the previous year, and much of that is because of the end of some of the latent COVID supports and things like that. And once again, as everything kind of improves, even with the economy, you have to just also remember that there's a whole group of people that it happens slower. It doesn't happen as fast. And trying to get back on your feet, get stable, all those kinds of things happen at a different rate. So food is an everyday thing. You have to think about that. And generally the hierarchy of what people do to get by, obviously paying for rent and utilities and some of those kinds of things, great, but there are those months, and I imagine even with the going back to school or some of these other things, when you're squeezed a bit, food's one of the first things to go.
You mentioned going back to school, and a lot of times that's where kids maybe get their only really good meal sometimes.
That's absolutely right. That's exactly right. And luckily even with in many states and certainly in our states, Department of Education is also involved in advocating for, free and reduced lunches and things like that. So that does help children a lot.
We're talking this morning with Susan Bartosch from Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. You can take action this September. It is Hunger Action Month. Lots of things going on. And one of the big things you have coming up is your annual Generous Helpings on September 29th. Tell us about this event.
Yeah, it's our 19th year, if you can just imagine. We're very excited about it. We kind of always like plant our flag in the last Sunday of September, and except for those like a couple of those COVID years where we did it virtually, so 19 years, and so we transform our warehouse and our docking space. It's really a lot of fun where we basically gather restaurants. We've got 21 restaurants coming this year, and we also have music and, beer, wine, ale, all that kind of stuff. It's just a really lovely, relaxing, and fun evening, and people can kind of, even amongst the twinkle lights and all that other kind of stuff, you could kind of see the stacks and stacks of boxes of food that we have that will be going out to help our fellow neighbors and citizens.
Tickets for that at generoushelpings2024.com.
Right.
And they can get learn more information about that. Let's talk about that warehouse. How well is it running? And have you run out of space yet? I always wonder sometimes when you put a facility together and you think, wow, look at all we have. And in no time, you've kind of filled every corner of it.
Yeah, we are packed. And we've been in this building for just over 9 years. And we never thought, like, oh, we've got this great big, more expansive building. But so many things have happened, obviously, particularly COVID and dynamics, and things have changed to the point where we're filled. And we even added new racking. So we are up to the ceiling in our whole area. So it's filled, and our inventory turns, interestingly enough, it's like just about every month. Everything, the food products are all completely turned at least every month, and that includes shelf stable. Now, obviously, the produce and things like that, those are turned within every 2 weeks, like, or less. Obviously, some things come in on Monday and they're gone by Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that kind of thing. But, you know, everything, dairy, milk, eggs, every month, you're going to see a whole new. You walk in 1 month to the next, and it's new, it's different food that you saw than the last time. So it's amazing. It moves fast.
Yeah, and I was also saying, but that's a variety. You want a variety of food that you're handing out to people who need it, right? You don't want the
same thing
all the time. That must be quite a logistics to make sure the first in, first out kind of thing, so you don't have stuff that sort of just sits there, because that's, you don't want to waste it, right?
And we are really an amazing logistics operation, to tell you the truth. And efficiency is really, really important, because we're also not-for-profit. And we have I think it's about 44 employees, and then a whole bunch of wonderful volunteers that help. But other than that, that's how we kind of keep things moving and get things in and out, and making it available to people out there through our network of partner agencies, as well as we do direct distributions ourselves.
That's right, because most of the time you'll have other food pantries. There's local ones in every community. They have some either in a church or another community. You're the one that kind of helps to supply some of the basic things that they need.
Yeah, yeah. We have 129 throughout our whole four-county area, but in Lorain County alone, there's 88. And then the work that we do directly with our direct distributions, too.
We're getting into a harvest time. Are you seeing things coming in from local growers? Is that something that also happens?
Oh, yeah. This is a great time of year, because we work with a lot of local growers and farmers. Local because we all obviously share the same region, but we also, in Ohio, with the 12 regional food banks, we are in an association with all the other food banks, and we, through the Ohio Association of Food Banks, we work with the whole network of Ohio growers, farmers, pork producers, egg producers, that kind of thing. And so we promote all of our local agriculture as to the extent that we all can. And it's fabulous, because this is obviously, things start really ramping up in July, August, September, and October. It's really great, because we have access to all of that.
You spend a lot of time talking with me and probably getting the word out. Do you ever spend much time in the warehouse to get your hands involved in that, or get to distributions, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we really love to do that. And The really cool thing is our volunteers can, we have some volunteers that actually do some duties in the warehouse, not only just repacking with packing boxes and sorting product, but then volunteers can even go out to the direct distributions and, you know, fill trunks and things like that. And we love to do that too. All the employees kind of share in all kinds of different things as we're able to.
Yeah, they can see it coming from the big semi trucks coming in to the point where they put it in the trunk of the person in need.
Right, absolutely.
If someone wants to volunteer, how do they go about doing that?
You just go to our website. There's in the whole volunteer section, it's complete, total, step-by-step. You have all kinds of information about the different opportunities and the things you can do. And there's even a way to sign up. And you could see there's a calendar of open dates or open opportunities that you could literally just make all your arrangements there. Now, if it's with, we have a lot of organizations and company groups, too. And generally, that would be probably a phone call to our director of volunteer operations. And she can kind of, that would be Jenny Rivera, and she would then schedule you for the most appropriate day or time, because a lot of this is when there are groups that call and come to volunteer, it's team building for them too. So we want to make sure that they get out of it what they'd like to, as well as, of course, they're helping us and the community by doing this.
Right. SecondHarvestFoodBank.org is the site to go to. Mm-hmm. You can also follow them on Facebook. And again, the 19th Annual Generous Helpings event coming up on September 29th. Lots going on for Hunger Action Month. Our guest this morning, Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank, North Central Ohio. Susan, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
It's great talking to you, Bruce.